Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening. Going to be with you for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take the smartphone, take your Alexa speakers, take your tablet, take your Coleco, your Nikon camera, your Roomba, whatever your device is. Just download on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to get a hold of us is through our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. We've got our buddy Dom DeLuise is producing. Are you here all week?
Yes.
Or okay.
It is me and you. We're gonna get real close this week. I'm excited.
Because we don't have a show Wednesday.
Correct.
I've actually got an appearance on Wednesday, but we got Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday.
Yes, sir.
So I know Day Day is out the whole week, but I don't know if you were in, because I never know who's producing the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it just changes from one night to another. So
we're trying to give you a little bit of consistency now.
Well, yeah, again, that would be a first. So in the 11 years that I've been here, that would be a first. So he is at D-O-M-U-R Live at on his personal Twitter page. So so good to be with you. And listen, I'm just back from vacation. So I am a little bit wounded. So I dislocated my pinky finger. So when I got home on July 4th, was out of town for a couple days and got back home. And I had several things that I was carrying, and I tripped going up one of the steps and had to, like, brace my fall.
Yeah.
And my pinky finger went about 45 degrees in the wrong direction.
Ah.
So when I got to the – I live right near Wellstar at North Fulton.
Right.
And so I literally jumped. I was like, okay, this is really screwed up. I mean, I'm looking, and my finger's just like in four different directions.
Had the Brian Baldinger.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just all over the place. It looks like you know, a map of like Peachtree Road where it curves and turns and all that stuff. So I went to the emergency room, and there are two ladies at the front desk, and they were like, so tell me what's wrong with you. And I held up my hand, and my fingers like pointed in a different direction. They're like, oh, and they just... They both jumped back at the same time. So, needless to say, I'm a little bit wounded, but all good otherwise. So, it was good to be off for a little bit of time here. So, you know, again, everybody's taking off their time as we day-to-day, you know, this week. And I think Mike Bell's on vacation all week long and stuff. So, everybody's kind of taking time here right before we get to Falcons training camp. And we got a whole big meeting. You know, we got this whole big staff meeting next Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Why? Okay. Again, I'm in a pissy mood anyway. So, I mean, again, what do I got to know about Falcons training camp for? Like, am I going to be out there like at 7 o'clock at night?
Right. Come on.
So, they're going to stick me in some broom closet like they did before. Like, we were in some broom closet. I had a Swiffer and the janitor and like one of those hampers to, you know, put towels and stuff in. I mean, that was the room that we were in.
You can interview one of the equipment guys.
Yeah, really. I mean, or I can, you know, interview like the last remaining security that's at the building. So anyway, but no, it's good to be back. So a lot to get into here this evening. All right, let's start with the Braves first. So obviously we are headed into the All-Star break. What do they have tonight? So tonight's the Home Run Derby. Is there anything else that they have? Is it just the Home Run Derby?
I believe it's just the Home Run Derby.
So they don't do all those fakakta things, the celebrity softball games and all that kind of stuff?
No, like they did in the old days?
Okay. So do we even know what network the Home Run Derby's on? I assume it's ESPN?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So it's not Berman, is it?
I think Steve let that go a couple years ago.
Okay, thank God. I mean, so again, thank God it's not Berman doing the Home Run Derby. Back. Oh, God. You know, after about 17 minutes of that, I want to hang myself in my shower, okay? Like, literally. So, again, I don't know what we got, but Home Run Derby tonight. So, obviously, the Braves are well represented. So, we called this weeks in advance. Strider and Elder both deserve to be on the All-Star team. They both made it. The only guy that we maybe questioned was, would Austin Riley get a chance to be in the All-Star game? That all came through. So, eight All-Stars in total, three starters for the Atlanta Braves. This is your lineup for the All-Star game, by the way, too. As I click here, drag this. Your All-Star starting lineup for the National League. Ronnie will lead off. Freeman will hit second. Mookie Betts third. J.D. Martinez, Nolan Arenado, Luis Ayres and playing second. Sean Murphy, and then Corbin Carroll and Orlando Arcia. And Zach Gallen is getting the start for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And look, they've had a really good season. So Corbin Carroll, Zach Gallen, you know, they're represented at the All-Star. I think they have three guys or four guys at the All-Star game. They deserve it. They've had a really good start to their season. So, but the Braves are obviously got three starters in eight players in total. So what a remarkable. And look, here's the thing. Braves are now 8.5 games up. Big series win in Tampa over what could be a World Series preview. All right, Tampa Bay's 58-35. So the Braves are the first team to 60 wins. They now have an 8.5 game lead over the Marlins, 12 games over the Phillies, and 18.5 over the Mets. And again, what did we say 3 weeks ago? Dom, ask me what we said 3 weeks ago.
What did we say 3 weeks ago?
The division's over. Mm-hmm. It's been over.
Yep.
And again, when the Marlins, Phillies, and Mets can't beat you head-to-head, how are you going to gain any traction on the Braves? Braves are clearly the best team in the National League. They have the MVP of the league. They're rolling right now. You know, Olsen's on pace. They're on pace to score the most runs in franchise history, right? We talked about this weeks ago. Again, we're so far ahead of the curve here. I can go for a week, and things are only beginning to come true. That's how far in advance we are. We talked about June. We talked to you about how this is when moving month, okay? We talked about July. We did this. We did that. I can go away for weeks at a time, and now everything is just starting to come true, and everybody else is reacting. They're trying to catch up. They're 3 weeks behind what we talk about.
You're making do on your tagline. What,
yeah,
2 to 3 weeks
exactly.
ahead?
Because, again, I mean, we're so far ahead of the curve.
Yep.
Everybody else is – I have to go away for weeks at a time just for everybody to catch back up. Anyway, a couple of other things about the Atlanta Braves. Did you see this from Truist Park? They tweeted this out. 30 sellouts so far. Most before the All-Star break. 30 of their 45 games at home, they have sold out. So that's two-thirds of their games. Their average attendance is just a tick above 39,000 people. 39,076 people per night. 5 million visitors to the Battery. So are we still in this? They're not making money, or what are we doing here? Okay, anyway. 1.758 and 421 million people, 1.758 million people that have come through the gates at Truist Park. So, look, this franchise is well represented. The Braves, you know, Braves country loves their team. By the way, 281,000 hot dogs sold and 126,000 caps that are sold. So, and I was trying to get tickets for this Sunday and we couldn't get them. But anyway, but nonetheless. So look, it's all good in Braves land and Braves country. They've been outstanding. I don't really know. I don't know where you go with the trade deadline. I mean, maybe add a bullpen piece or two, but you're okay at closer. You figured out left field, believe it or not. Rosario's made some nice catches. He's on pace for 25 homers and 80 RBI. You know, Marcelo Zuna hasn't been a weak link in this team. Like, no matter where you turn, you know, even with the starting pitching, all the injuries and all this kind of stuff. All right, well, Max Fried pitched yesterday and for Gwinnett. And you've got two of your three guys that are all-stars. And you got Max Fried coming back. Okay, Michael Soroka back up. All right. Again, now starting pitching all of a sudden is starting to clear through the fog and things are starting to become, you know, like, okay, I can see down the road of what our starting staff is going to look like. So, again, and look, that's not even worrying about Kyle Wright. Like, if Kyle Wright comes back, all right, I still got my three guys, my big three, with two of them all-stars. The best left-hander in baseball is coming back here in probably a few weeks. And Michael Soroka's back up. Let's let him stay up here and pitch. So things are starting to clear themselves up from an injury standpoint. Again, you start throwing Max Fried and Michael Soroka into this rotation. Again, the division's over. There's no way those teams are going to catch the Atlanta Braves. Now it's just a matter of, okay, who are we setting ourselves up for in the playoffs? Honestly, like, let's be real. Like, there's nobody catching the Atlanta Braves. All right, Hawks. We'll talk to our buddy Brad Rowland. We'll also talk some NBA offseason with Kurt Heelan. When do they start? I asked Carl and Freaky this. When do they start improving their roster? I know that they're getting themselves more and more under the luxury tax, creating more and more cap space, because every trade that I see from the Hawks is, well, we save $4.5 million. Well, we have a 6.8 expiring contract. Well, we have $3 million here. Well, the John Collins deal was so we could have a trade exemption and we can get ourselves under the luxury tax. Like, when do we start improving the roster? And we're going to ask this question coming up because we're going to open up the phone lines to you. When do we start getting better? Because right now, we're not a better roster. Like, we have not improved the roster. We're under the luxury tax. We're creating cap space. They traded for Patty Mills. He was traded 3 times in 8 days. 3 times. He was traded more than I was on vacation. I was on vacation for 7 days. He was traded 3 times in 8. How does that happen? And all these vagabonds that we got. Well, who's the guy that we got from the Rockets, for God's sakes? Urban Guzman or whatever? Like, what in the world are we doing? When do we start getting better? We're going to ask that question. 404-726-0929. Put Dom to work. When are we going to get better? When does the basketball part of things get better for the Hawks? Chuck, we're back in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 920 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nighttime is the right time to talk sports.
That's a euphemism, right?
It's John Chuckery and more of the Nightcap.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. I'm asking the question, very simple. When does the Hawks roster start to get better? These are the kinds of guys that we're trading around, okay? Usman Garuba, Ty Washington, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills, who's been traded three times in 10 days. Three times in 10 days. You know, look, first off, and we'll talk to Brad Rowland coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now. Look, I said this on my podcast this week. I love the DeJounte Murray signing. And what have I been saying? You know, we were all over this. You got to get him signed. Now you can focus on basketball. And listen, I'm a little bit surprised that he took the contract because he could get more in free agency. But I am glad that they offered him vet maximum. So it was $30 million a year that they could offer him for 4 years. So he got vet max. And I think that's the thing. They gave him the biggest contract they could give him. And they probably went to him and said, look, this is the most we can give you without going into any kind of free agency. 4 for $120 million. Sign this now. You're set for life. So I love that. And I love the fact that in monkey around, and I love the fact that he was willing to commit to being here. Love all of that. But this roster is not better. We keep moving these vagabonds on and off of our roster, and we haven't done anything to get better. We've lost John Collins, and we've not improved our roster. And the frustrating thing is, I said that, look, okay, I'm all for the Collins trade, but what's the next move going to be? The next move has got to start getting us better. And it's just been a caravan of nobodies. Patty Mills, again, they don't think he's going to be on the roster. He's on an expiring contract. See, everything that when you read about, there's always, well, you know what? This trade netted us $4.5 million. Well, there's $6.8 million on expiring contract. Well, they saved $6.5 million over here. Well, they traded John Collins and they saved, you know, under the luxury tax. It's all about money. You see, this is why, and I've consistently said this, that you can tell me whatever Landry Fields wants to spin to all of us. Okay? But until I see guys getting on this roster that make us better, this is all about financial flexibility. They keep repeating that mantra over and over. Well, this gives us more flexibility on the roster. Well, this gives us more financial breathing room. Well, this gives us more financial flexibility because we're under the luxury tax. I don't care about that stuff. I care about getting our roster better. You know, it's really hard to build a quality roster and stay under the luxury tax when you've got a supermax player that eats up a third of the cap. And I'm not disagreeing with what Trae Young deserves and all that. But to stay under the luxury tax, you've got to pinch pennies. And again, it's great that we signed Murray. He'll go into next year as a $30 million player. You're not. How can you avoid the luxury tax? He's going from 17 to 30. That's what his average, his AAV is for 120. That's $30 million a year. He makes 17 now in the final year of a deal. So he doesn't quite double his salary. But how are you going to build a high-caliber roster that stays under the luxury tax when you have a super max player on your roster? There's only 11 or 12 of those guys floating around, by the way. There's not 68 guys, right? Every roster doesn't have three supermax guys on it. You have 11 guys that are supermax players, and we may have another one because Jaylen Brown is probably going to get offered the supermax deal, and that's 190. So when do we start getting better as a roster? Forget all of this other stuff of financial flexibility. I'm looking at the basketball end of it and saying, who's the guys that are improving this roster? And you can throw all of these rumors out there. Until I see something happen, I'm still going to buy in the mantra that they are not going to go in the luxury tax. They're going to run it back. Same thing I've said for weeks on end, months on end, that until you show me otherwise, they're not going to go down that road. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to D out in Roswell. What's going on, D?
Hey, Chuckery. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How's it going,
I'll answer your question in one word, never. and that's my opinion since I've lived here in 1983. But the side note is that I run sound for my buddy that plays electric violin. His name is Justin Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday morning at Saints and Council, and we give you your show a shout out three times in 4 hours.
Wow.
So we love you.
Wow, thank you.
It's correlation with Colony Square. So.
Man, I gotta go. We're obviously here at Colony Square. I can almost look down at one of our windows and see Saints and Council. So okay,
absolutely,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
Come in Sunday.
All right,
Sunday,
absolutely,
11-3, brother. It's on me.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Wow, I mean, look, that's you know, obviously very cool. I'll be honest with you. Dom, I've wanted to try that place. Like I've seen the Saints and Council and all that, and it looks like it's really cool.
Yeah.
So
I would say you've never tried it?
I have not tried it.
Saints and Council is awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been there before. Fantastic.
Okay. So I got your word on it. So, all right. So you wouldn't lead me wrong, right?
No, never. Yeah. Never.
Because I'd punch you if not. So anyway, let's go out to Ken out in Riverdale. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
Hey, listen, man. First of all, I got to make 2 points. Free agents aren't knocking down Atlanta's door, okay, to get here and play for this team. They never have. I'm not going to say they never will, but they never have, okay? Number one. Number two, it's really, really hard, Chuck, to put together a team. I know you want the Hawks to do more, but when I look at the big picture, what the hell else can they do if nobody wants to come here? You're talking about Pascal Siakam. Well, pay Peter to rob Peter to pay Paul. You got to get rid of certain players to get this guy, which, you know, they want too much for him. So what else are they supposed to do?
Okay, I'll answer your question, okay? Sign anybody besides Ty Washington, Usman Garuba, Rudy Gay. Like those guys, again, give me anybody. Anybody who improves my roster. These are all just financial pieces that we're moving around. Nobody that's actually going to stay on our roster and help improve the basketball team. Every name that I just gave you, every single name is either an expiring contract or saving us cap space. That's it. That's the only thing that those people, those human beings that play in the NBA, that's the only thing that they accomplish is save us cap space.
Well, maybe they have something on the horizon, Chuck. Just let it breathe.
We're already in summer league. Guess what? The Kyle Kuzmas and all those guys are all off the board. All of the guys that could improve our roster, they're off the board. That's the thing. Again, the longer you wait, again, that's why we're trading for Usman Garuba and Ty Washington, because all the guys that can help us are off the board. And Pascal Siakam, look, I love the player, but what are you going to do with him in a year? You're going to give him a Supermax deal? What gives you any indication that they're ready to roll out another Supermax player on this roster? What gives you any indication? What have they done to show you that they're fully committed to making the basketball process better, or is it about financial flexibility? Every move, every guy that I've listed for you is trying to save cap space, is trying to get under the luxury tax. Even John Collins was a luxury tax move. Vincent out in Riverdale. What's going on, Vincent?
Hey, Tucker, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
You know what, man? I really don't understand what we're doing right now. We really don't. I've been a Hawks fan since, I think, like 2000. I'm on the 28 years old. But I never really seen them outside of Trae Young and Joe Johnson go out and spend some actual money. I think the DeJounte Murray move was kind of a have to move to keep fans in the seats, I want to say. I think we're just going to play this year out and just see what happens next year in free agency. Like you said before, all the good players that could have made our roster better are gone. I really just don't see what we're doing. I'm just going to throw a dark horse out and just hope it stick, hope and pray, but maybe they might just settle down this year and try to make a run at Giannis next year. I don't know. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not even talking about going out and signing a top free agent or trading for Embiid or Giannis like, you know, what Freaky is talking. I'm talking about there's not a player that they've acquired that makes our roster better from a basketball perspective. Not one guy that I've named. Mills, Ty, Usman, Gay. All of these guys don't make our roster better. They're pieces on the chessboard. What this has become
is moving the deck chairs around the Titanic. That's what this has become. Show me something that makes our you mean to tell me that our roster is better today than it was when the season ended? Of course it's not. You can think what you want about John Collins, but John Collins is certainly better than Patty Mills, Ty Washington, Usman Garuba, Rudy Gay, any of those players that were moving around. And who's the guy that we, you know, traded Garuba and Ty for, the rights to for? Some guy, Alvin Kamara or something like that? I mean, honestly, like nobody has made our roster better. I'm not even talking about, look, go sign me a backup point guard to help our roster out. Whatever it is. Whatever. But we haven't done anything. I mean, literally nothing to make the basketball process better. It's not as good a roster today as it was. When did we get knocked out? May or April?
I would say something.
Okay,
like that.
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Our roster isn't better on the 4th of July than it was on Mother's Day. And that's where we're at. And guess what? We're already in summer league. Guess what? You're going to look up and the season's going to be here and we're going to be saying, oh, you mean they ran it back? Yeah, they ran it back. Kurt Heelan going to join us up next. We'll talk some NBA offseason with him. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. We are efforting Kurt Heelan here to talk with him, talk some NBA offseason with the lead NBA reporter for NBC Sports. But, you know, again, we've been talking about, you know, this Hawks team and, you know, where they're at. And, look, I really am starting to think that, you know, again, look at Damian Lillard, right? There was a lot of rumor about that he was going to be traded instantly to the Miami Heat and all this and the other. Now their GM has come out and said that, okay, this could take months. Yeah, because, again, you're talking about one of the best players in franchise history who still has a lot of game left. I'm not going to trade him away for fish heads and rice. We ain't talking about these kinds of players. We're not talking about these kinds of guys. We're talking about a bunch of vagabonds. I just want somebody, just show me one guy that we sign, free agency or in a trade, that you can feel better about. That you can feel better about saying that, okay, this guy's going to be here. All right, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBC Sports. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Basketball Talk. And, Kurt, I'm guessing that you are at some summer league action, are you not?
I am. I am actually in the Thomas and Mack right now trying to get to a slightly quieter place somewhere. But, yeah, I'm here.
So, appreciate the time as always, Kurt. Let's start with the Atlanta Hawks, obviously here. And you know, look, you and I specifically have talked about this, about the DeJounte Murray deal, and I really like the fact that they offered him a veteran max. They didn't monkey around. They didn't try to nickel and dime. They wanted him here. He wanted to be here. I think this is a win-win all the way around to where now it can be just about basketball and all of the other narratives are behind this team now.
Yeah, and I think you combine that with a new coaching staff, kind of a new feeling and direction, and it just gives them a chance to reset this thing and get it to work in a way it just kind of didn't last year. And, hey, at this point, see what does work, see what doesn't work. You know, kind of weirdness with John Collins is gone. Just get it all reset. And then, hey, if it's not working, you assess where you got to go from there. But I think whatever's going to happen, there's a good chance Murray's a part of it.
So, you know, the other name that we've been hearing a lot of is Pascal Siakam, who, you know, there's been rumors of him linked to the Atlanta Hawks. But I'm going to ask you this question. Does it make a whole lot of sense that if you're going to turn back around and he's going to become an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, are you going right back down into another financial hole, or is the risk worth it to just bring a guy in on the final year of a contract and see if you can make a real run at this thing?
Well, I think that conversation has to start with ownership to a degree, just because of the cost. So Siakam, there's some fans who are going to be a little surprised with. He's a max guy. He is a borderline All-NBA player. He just missed out this year, has made it in the past. He absolutely can be one of the two best players on a very good team. He's a two-way player. And I think people just haven't seen as much of him because it's not good for ratings numbers to put Toronto on American television, so we don't see him that much if you're not watching newscasts. And he's that good. But I think the financial part of that is that if you're going to combine him with Trey / DeJounte Murray, I mean, however you're going to, under the new CBA, you wouldn't be able to keep all three of them. So suddenly you're kind of dancing around whatever you think that looks like. You're making a huge commitment, and I guess do you feel that that's the better match for what you want to be? Is it a guard and a wing, basically, in Siakam, a better fit than the two guards? And kind of depends on the player and what they want to do, but if you feel the guards aren't working, then there are worse players to bring in, but you kind of nailed it. If you bring him in, you're basically committing, because it's going to cost a fair amount to trade for him, you're committing to pay for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other question becomes, too, is, you know, this is where my frustration lies, is I understand trading John Collins. I've got no problem with that and trying to get under the luxury tax in different things. But every other move that they have made thus far is still about the same thing. It's about saving money. It's about luxury tax. It's about cap space. It's not about it. So far, every move that they've made, whether it's Ty Washington or Patty Mills or Rudy Gay, has been all about saving money. It's not been about making the basketball team better. And I do wonder, and look, I've repeatedly said this, you know, I think, you know, you and I have discussed this specifically. I think they're by and large going to run this thing back and try to separate themselves a little bit in the luxury tax, knowing that they've got a player that's going to get $120 million for the next 4 years now, combined with their Supermax player.
Yeah, and they're not going to be the only team running a little scared of the new CBA, a little scared of the tax. I think that this thing, the way it was set up, was not just the put in financial penalties, because the problem was with Steve Ballmer and with Brooklyn until it fell apart there and they had to trade everybody. Golden State with the cash cow that is the Chase Center. It just didn't work. Like, they were just, there's owners and there'll be new owners coming in who are just willing to pay that fight. Matt Ishbia is kind of doing that whole, hey, whatever it takes. Like, let's see if we can, what second apron on the luxury tax? Let's just go. We'll see how that works out. I think there's a lot more owners who are looking at that thing. I don't want to pay that. And once we do, we lose. You can't be giving the exception. You can't be guys in the buyout. You can't limit what you can do with trade. Once you do all that, it really limits how you can build a team. So I think there's just a lot of teams. I think that's going to become a de facto hard cap. And they're not going to be the only team trying to figure out how to dance around that. And like dancing around that just means figuring out what system you're going to play and then who are the best players we can get to fit into that. Because you're going to have to, your superstars are going to have to be really compatible.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, joining me on the WadeFort.com hotline. Let's bounce around the league a little bit. Obviously, look, the Dame Lillard thing has been very interesting because couple of weeks ago, this was a done deal, him going to Miami. And now we're seeing that the general manager is coming out and saying, okay, this could take months or whatever like that. Is Dame Lillard willing to wait months? Or, you know, again, if he doesn't get his right team, like, how is this going to play itself out?
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little on me. You were talking about the Lillard situation?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, if he doesn't, if the GM is saying that this could take months, well, I mean, and Dame Lillard doesn't get the team that he wants, you know, how is this all going to play out then? I mean, I don't, again, nothing ends well or it wouldn't end, according to Tom Cruise and Cocktail, but I don't see how any of this, you know, works itself out to where he gets what he wants and the Blazers get what they want.
Look, first, I'm agreeing with you on that part. I don't think everybody's going to get what they want. Ultimately, though, I think he ends up in Miami, and it's less about the posturing by his agent or anything else, and the fact that there's not really a market for Lillard outside of Miami. Because everybody likes to talk about, hey, what if Brooklyn throws some of their picks in and they trade for him? Brooklyn with Dame Lillard is Portland East.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same with Utah, right? Like, they're not, those two teams get Lillard and they're not contenders. They're good, they're better. They're good playoff teams, but they're not a threat to win at all. And so, I don't know how many teams are going to take on $200+ million over 4 years and pay him $63 million when he's 36 years old to be good. But that's just, nobody's going to do that. So if that's not what's happening, I got a feeling you're going to see a lot. I got a feeling Miami's the only team in a position where he legitimately makes them probably the favorites in the East. And so teams are willing to pay that. Or if they're willing to pay that, they'll work a third team into the deal so Tyler Hero ends up somewhere else. But I just don't see another option other than he ultimately ends up there, and Portland gets back less than they were hoping, which, hey, maybe they should have traded him when he was at the peak of his value a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So what's been the player reaction to this NBA in-season tournament that's going to come starting in November? I look at this thing, Kurt, and I'm just like, I mean, are we, you know, this is becoming Doink the Clown, and it's 1995 WWE with all the gimmicks that they're throwing in here.
I honestly, publicly right now, everybody's just kind of saying the same thing, which is, even privately, ranging from whatever, that's fine, to I'll give it a shot. Just, I will say this, for how they've arranged it, for everything they've done, it's one extra game for two teams. Like, they've just kind of integrated it into the regular season so it's not disruptive. And so players have been told, hey, this could be really good for league revenue. This could be really good for our revenue. If this takes off, you can sell it almost as a separate package to a broadcaster, or at least the final couple of games, and this will bring in more, basically, if it brings in more revenue, that's more money that just ends up in the players' pockets. So let's all give this a shot. And that's just kind of where everybody is. Whether the fans care, that's the million-dollar question. I'll ask you. I mean, when we get to November, I imagine that you're going to spend several segments. You're not going to talk about the Falcons quarterback situation. You're going to be talking about how the Hawks are doing in the tournament, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be breaking it down step by step, Kurt. You know, we're going to be going 9-man deep into the in-season tournament in November when there's 8,000 games to still be played in the NBA. Right, we're going to be diving into that tournament.
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar thing. Here's the thing: it is baked in, and we've talked about this. In my mind, it is baked into the soccer fan, the English, European soccer fan, worldwide soccer fan mentality. And I'm a soccer fan. I watch FA Cup games. I love Champions League. But you know why those things are so, part of the reason those things are so important? You don't have playoffs.
Yeah.
They have a regular season, and your regular season qualifies you for Champions League next year, or, you know, UEFA Cup, or what. Like, this is the playoffs for them. We've got playoffs, so we'll see. I'm just not sold that the American sports fan's going to buy in the same way, but we'll see.
Last question with just about a minute to go, and Kurt Heelan joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
America, again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. We are efforting Kurt Heelan here to talk with him, talk some NBA offseason with the lead NBA reporter for NBC Sports. But, you know, again, we've been talking about, you know, this Hawks team and, you know, where they're at. And, look, I really am starting to think that, you know, again, look at Damian Lillard, right? There was a lot of rumor about that he was going to be traded instantly to the Miami Heat and all this and the other. Now their GM has come out and said that, okay, this could take months. Yeah, because, again, you're talking about one of the best players in franchise history who still has a lot of game left. I'm not going to trade him away for fish heads and rice. We ain't talking about these kinds of players. We're not talking about these kinds of guys. We're talking about a bunch of vagabonds. I just want somebody, just show me one guy that we sign, free agency or in a trade, that you can feel better about. That you can feel better about saying that, okay, this guy's going to be here. All right, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBC Sports. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Basketball Talk. And, Kurt, I'm guessing that you are at some summer league action, are you not?
I am. I am actually in the Thomas and Mack right now, trying to get to a slightly quieter place somewhere. But, yeah, I'm here.
So, appreciate the time, as always, Kurt. Let's start with the Atlanta Hawks, obviously, here. And, you know, look, you and I specifically have talked about this, about the DeJounte Murray deal. And I really like the fact that they offered him a veteran max. They didn't monkey around. They didn't try to nickel and dime. They wanted him here. He wanted to be here. I think this is a win-win all the way around, to where now it can be just about basketball and all of the other narratives are behind this team now.
Yeah, and I think you combine that with a new coaching staff, kind of a new feeling and direction, and it just gives them a chance to reset this thing and get it to work in a way it just kind of didn't last year. And, hey, at this point, see what does work, see what doesn't work. You know, kind of weirdness with John Collins is gone. Just get it all reset, and then, hey, if it's not working, you assess where you got to go from there. But I think whatever's going to happen, is a good chance Murray's a part of it.
So, you know, the other name that we've been hearing a lot of is Pascal Siakam, who, you know, there's been rumors of him linked to the Atlanta Hawks. But I'm going to ask you this question. Does it make a whole lot of sense that if you're going to turn back around and he's going to become an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, are you going right back down into another financial hole, or is the risk worth it to just bring a guy in on the final year of a contract and see if you can make a real run at this thing?
Well, I think that conversation has to start with ownership to a degree, just because of the cost. So, Siakam, there's some fans who are going to be a little surprised with. He's a max guy. He is a borderline All-NBA player. He just missed out this year, has made it in the past. He absolutely can be one of the two best players on a very good team. He's a two-way player. And I think people just haven't seen as much of him because it's not good for ratings numbers to put Toronto on American television. So we don't see him that much if you're not watching newscasts. And he's that good. But I think the financial part of that is that if you're going to combine him with Trey / DeJounte Murray, I mean, however you're going to, under the new CBA, you wouldn't be able to keep all three of them. So suddenly you're kind of dancing around whatever you think that looks like. You're making a huge commitment. And I guess, the question is, do you feel that that's the better match for what you want to be? Is it just a guard and a wing, basically, in Siakam, a better fit than your two guards? And it kind of depends on the player and what they want to do, but if you feel the guards aren't working, then there are worse players to bring in, but you kind of nailed it. If you bring him in, you're basically committing, because it's going to cost a fair amount to trade for him, you're committing to pay for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other question becomes, too, is, you know, this is where my frustration lies, is I understand trading John Collins. I've got no problem with that and trying to get under the luxury tax and different things. But every other move that they have made thus far is still about the same thing. It's about saving money. It's about luxury tax. It's about cap space. It's not about it. So far, every move that they've made, whether it's Ty Washington or Patty Mills or Rudy Gay, has been all about saving money. It's not been about making the basketball team better. And I do wonder, and look, I've repeatedly said this, you know, I think, you know, you and I have discussed this specifically. I think they're by and large going to run this thing back and try to separate themselves a little bit in the luxury tax, knowing that they've got a player that's going to get $120 million for the next 4 years now, combined with their Supermax player.
Yeah, and they're not going to be the only team running a little scared of the new CBA, a little scared of the tax. I think that this thing, the way it was set up, was not just the put in financial penalties, because the problem was with Steve Ballmer and with Brooklyn until it fell apart there and they had to trade everybody. Golden State with the cash cow that is the Chase Center. It just didn't work. Like, they were just, there's owners and there'll be new owners coming in who are just willing to pay that, but Matt Ishbia is kind of doing that whole, hey, whatever it takes. Like, let's see if we can Look, what second apron on the luxury tax? Let's just go. We'll see how that works out. I think there's a lot more owners who are looking at that thing. I don't want to pay that. And once we do, we lose. You can't be giving the exception. You can't be guys in the buyout. You can't be limits what you can do with trade. Once you do all that, it really limits how you can build a team. So I think there's just a lot of teams. I think that's going to become a de facto hard cap. And they're not going to be the only team trying to figure out how to dance around that. And like I said, dancing around that just means figuring out what system you're going to play and then who are the best players you can get to fit into that. Because you're going to have to, your superstars are going to have to be really compatible.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, joining me on the WadeFort.com hotline. Let's bounce around the league a little bit. Obviously, look, the Dame Lillard thing has been very interesting because a couple of weeks ago, this was a done deal, him going to Miami. And now we're seeing that the general manager is coming out and saying, okay, this could take months or whatever like that. Is Dame Lillard willing to wait months or, you know, again, if he doesn't get his right team, like how is this going to play itself out?
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little on me. You were talking about the Lillard situation?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, if he doesn't, if the GM is saying that this could take months, well, I mean, and Dame Lillard doesn't get the team that he wants, you know, how is this all going to play out then? I mean, I don't. Again, nothing ends well or it wouldn't end, according to Tom Cruise and Cocktail, but I don't see how any of this, you know, works itself out to where he gets what he wants and the Blazers get what they want.
I'm agreeing with you on that part. I don't think everybody's going to get what they want. Ultimately, though, I think he ends up in Miami, and it's less about the posturing by his agent or anything else. And the fact that there's not really a market for Lillard outside of Miami. Because everybody likes to talk about, hey, what if Brooklyn throws some of their picks in and they trade for him? But Brooklyn with Dame Lillard is Portland East.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same with Utah, right? Like, they're not, those two teams get Lillard and they're not contenders. They're good, they're better, they're good playoff teams, but they're not a threat to win at all. And so, I don't know how many teams are going to take on $200+ million over 4 years and pay him $63 million when he's 36 years old. Be good, but that's just nobody's going to do that. So if that's not what's happening, I got a feeling you're going to see a lot. I got a feeling Miami's the only team in a position where he legitimately makes them probably the favorites in the East, and so teams are willing to pay that. Or they're willing to pay that, they'll work a third team into the deal so Tyler Hero ends up somewhere else. But I just don't see another option other than he ultimately ends up there. And Portland gets back less than they were hoping, which, hey, maybe they should have traded him when he was at the peak of his value a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So what's been the player reaction to this NBA in-season tournament that's going to come starting in November? I look at this thing, Kurt, and I'm just like, I mean, are we, you know, this is becoming Doink the Clown, and it's 1995 WWE with all the gimmicks that they're throwing in here.
Honestly, publicly right now, everybody's just kind of saying the same thing, which is, even privately, ranging from whatever, that's fine, to I'll give it a shot. Just, I will say this, for how they've arranged it, for everything they've done, it's one extra game for two teams. Like, they've just kind of integrated it into the regular season so it's not disruptive. And so players have been told, hey, this could be really good for league revenue. This could be really good for our revenue. If this takes off, you can sell it almost as a separate package to a broadcaster, or at least the final couple of games, and this will bring in more, basically, if it brings in more revenue, that's more money that just ends up in the players' pockets. So let's all give this a shot. And that's just kind of where everybody is. Whether fans care, that's the million-dollar question. I'll ask you, when we get to November, I imagine that you're going to spend several segments. You're not going to talk about the Falcons quarterback situation. You're going to be talking about how the Hawks are doing in the tournament, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be breaking it down step by step, Kurt. You know, we're going to be going nine man deep into the in-season tournament in November when there's 8,000 games to still be played in the NBA, right? We're going to be diving into that tournament.
Yeah, I think that's the $1 million thing. Here's the thing. It is baked in, and we've talked about this, in my mind, it is baked into the soccer fan, the English, not English, European soccer fan, worldwide soccer fan mentality. And I'm a soccer fan. I watch FA Cup games. I love Champions League. But you know why those things are so, part of the reason those things are so important? You're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You have a regular season, and your regular season qualifies you for Champions League next year, or, you know, UEFA Cup, or what. Like, this is the playoffs for them. We've got playoffs, so we'll see. I'm just not sold that the American sports fan's going to buy in the same way, but we'll see.
Last question with just about a minute to go, and Kurt Helin joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Wemby going to play just the two games here in the summer league. It seems like that this was always the plan, and it seems like a lot of guys now that are top draft picks are going to be sitting a little bit through summer league. So, again, did we learn anything in his two games? Or, I mean, you know, how much do we take from his two games in summer league?
Yeah, the top players, either returning or new or just drafted, are basically all going to play two games, and whether that's Wemby or Scoot Henderson or, like, I don't know, returning stars like Jabari Parker or something. Two games and they're out. That's kind of how it's going to go. And if you're not standing out, if you're Jaden Ivey, who is really not looked great for Detroit, I mean, looks good, but not as good as you'd hope, it's almost more concerning. I think that's just the way of the world now. Summer League becomes about checking out guys who are going to be on your G League team in the end of the bench, and a lot of guys who are going to be playing in Europe. And once you get past this first weekend, the shine comes off of it a little bit. And it's still a really cool event. You should absolutely come out if you're a fan sometime. But in terms of the biggest stars, it's not the same. And this is just how it's going to be now, because they've got so much invested in a guy like Wemby, they're not going. Like, they're not going to risk it.
Kurt Helin is the lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBCSports.com. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BasketballTalk, and he joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Kurt, don't lose all of your money while you're out in Vegas. So, and listen, we will talk to you again here soon.
I don't really have that much money to lose anymore, but yeah, I will try not to.
Thanks, Kurt, as always. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, man.
When we get back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. Can Desmond Ridder break the third-round curse? I think this was an interesting story that I came across. Talk about it next. Chuck Rinnicky Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.